You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And last night, we had Representative Robert Martwick in the studio with us to talk a little bit about what's going on. Some of the interesting, I guess you can call them interesting press conferences that the that the governor of Illinois decided to have this week. I watched leader Lou Lang last night on Chicago Tonight, and I believe your take was that he had come from Fantasyland, leader Lou. Is that accurate?
I believe that's accurate. He took a phone call or made a phone call to President Cullerton, ran to a microphone without any notes, and apparently misconstrued the entire conversation he had with President Cullerton or purposely misstated it. I'm not sure which, but either way, you noted that a few minutes later, President Cullerton came public and said, that's not the deal I made with you, Governor. I don't really know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that seems like if you are, in fact, saying, hey, I'm willing to collaborate or work with President Cullerton, then maybe that's a press conference you have together to actually show people that is indeed the case.
Well, that's right. And maybe you take a few notes so that when you go to the press, you repeat exactly what the agreement is.
Now, one of the questions you were asked last night, and I know that Senator Murphy was, it was interesting watching the four of you, Representative Ives and Representative I'm sorry, I always mispronounce her name.
Nekrich.
And she, you know, it was interesting because she was searching for words to sort of like frame the conversation, whereas Matt Murphy was like, well, if we don't do this now, when are we going to do it? You know, he kept talking about 25% of our budget goes to pensions. But your point was, we're talking about the budget, and the governor has an agenda. The Constitution says we have to have a budget. Your agenda is not on it.
Well, right. That's exactly the point. And so every time they sit down to have a budget meeting, the governor starts with what he calls his turnaround agenda.
Right.
And now, at best, those are items for discussion, but none of them have anything directly to do with the budget of the state of Illinois. So to hold the people of our state hostage over those items, which are all political in nature, is just irresponsible, it seems to me. If the governor wants to try to discuss those things, he's certainly free to do them. He can find legislators to propose those items, and they can be debated or not debated, but they have nothing to do with the budget. And so just this last couple of weeks, we've found out that students that rely on the state to get what we call MAP grants, which are state grants to poorer students that go to universities, there are dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands of second semester seniors who have not been able to register for classes for their second semester because they don't have the money to go to school for their second semester of their senior year. There's something wrong with that.
Well, today, the Lutheran Services of Illinois announced that they were going to have to cut over 750 positions and or 43% of their staff, and also shut down about programs for 4,700 people, including services for veterans, senior citizens, the disabled, the mentally ill. This is, you know, people say that I talked to a representative on the other side of the aisle last year, and he said, well, everyone's going to have to make sacrifices to get the state back on track. Are we really starting with our most vulnerable? Is that where we're going to go?
Actually, about 90 or 92% of our full amount of our state budget is actually being paid out by court order. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the bottom 8 or 10% are the people that are most vulnerable, the people that would be served by Lutheran services, the people who need their money to go to school, those with autism and epilepsy and mental illness, and people that need domestic violence shelters, and senior citizens. Services for all of these folks are being shrunken to a very small dot on the map, if you will. I met the other day with some people that provide drug addiction services, mm-hmm. and they're still providing them, but they're cutting program after program after program, all because the governor will not do the budget with us.
Well, he has an agenda, leader Lou.
Well, apparently he's got an agenda that is not an agenda that involves the people that live in the state of Illinois.
Well, what do you say to people who argue that, well, that agenda is what we need in order to turn around the sort of spending we have in our pensions, and that we're wasting money on workman's comp, that businesses don't want to stay here because it's too expensive to do business here?
Well, firstly, Patty, pensions And the other big item he talked about this week, the Chicago public schools, are nowhere on his turnaround agenda. That has nothing to do with his turnaround agenda, although those are important issues for discussion. Secondly, a couple of years ago, we did pass workers' comp reform. Premiums are down. Could they be farther down? Sure, but I don't hear the governor talking about investigating the insurance companies who are jacking up their premiums for these businesses. All I hear him talking about is cutting benefits to people who are injured on the job. There's something wrong with that way of thinking.
Well, and the idea that the state of Illinois, that the governor's office or whoever he wants to put in charge would take over the Chicago public schools, you know, that just to me sounds like, well, let's just get rid of our obligation to the unions. Well, let's, you know, we're going to restructure this and make our own rules.
Well, certainly that's what he's all about, but he's also about this. So he's got nothing to talk about for his first year in office, and his State of the State address is coming up next Wednesday. And he's got to have something to talk about, which is why he talked about these very large, significant, big-ticket items this week, so he'd have something to talk about next week. That's part of what this is all about. Relative to Chicago schools specifically, this is a governor that has been spending a lot of time for the last year talking about local control. Municipalities ought to have local control. They ought to decide everything. Springfield should decide nothing for local communities, and yet he thinks nothing of saying the state should take over the Chicago school system. So it seems to me he has a responsibility to have a coherent philosophy of government. Either you're for local control or you're not for local control.
Yeah, it does seem counterintuitive to that argument. So when he does his State of the State address, then you're off and running starting next week down in Springfield. But from what I saw last night, it doesn't seem like anybody is confident that a budget will happen anytime soon.
I am not at all confident that a budget is going to happen soon. It may not happen till later this year. And I quipped last night that we may not have a full budget passed during the entire 4 years of Bruce Rauner's term. This is all up to him. Let's remember, I think listeners need to remember, that a budget was passed in Springfield. It was a budget that made cuts from last year's budget, which we needed to do because the income tax increase expired. It was a budget that reflected the values of the people of Illinois. Except for the education portion of it, the governor vetoed the entire budget. He could have done a line item veto on that budget. Under our Constitution, the governor could have made any changes in that budget he wished and cut it in any way he wanted. But instead, he vetoed the entire budget other than the education portion. And when asked recently what his number one achievement for the last year has been, he said, well, we got the education budget done, which is curious since all Republican members of the Illinois House of Representatives voted against that budget.
Right, so it happened despite their efforts.
The governor touts as his number one accomplishment was passed with all Democratic votes.
Well, and that's the other thing you mentioned last night as well on Chicago Tonight, which is that the Democrats are actually not a solid voting bloc. You have some disagreements. The Republicans, on the other hand, do vote completely lockstep with the governor. Correct?
Well, that's what's been happening. And so we do have a veto-proof majority in the House and one in the Senate. But in the House, you need 71 votes to override a gubernatorial veto. We have exactly 71 members, but we don't vote in lockstep. We do have different minds. It's hard to corral Democrats. We have upstate Democrats and downstate and suburban, and they have different minds. And we have three or four members that were not necessarily for the budget we passed. It's their privilege and their right to be opposed to it. For those that dump on Democrats and say, well, if you guys want to do this, go do this. You have 71 members. Go do it. These are the same people that say that we shouldn't be in lockstep, that all Democrats have caused this problem, and because we follow our leader down the path, we're in problems. So we have a few that don't agree. So pick a side, people.
Well, what can people do in the next? I mean, now that you're coming back into session, you know, I encouraged people last year to get involved. What is the best way, as far as Leader Lou is concerned, out in Skokie, the Niles area? What can people do to hopefully get in contact with you and let you know what they're concerned about?
Well, it's easy to reach me. My office number is 847-673-1131. My email is replulang@aol.com. I welcome any comments, whether you're my constituent or not. I would suggest to all the listeners, I would suggest to every citizen of Illinois that you create a relationship with your own legislators, your House member, your Senate member. Not just send them postcards, not just send them email, but go see them. Go create a relationship with them so that they know it's important to you.
Well, that's something we're planning to do. I think I might have mentioned this to you last year when I was coming down to Springfield, that we are going to start inviting listeners to join us, whether it's going to visit Springfield or go to find our legislators' offices right here in our area near our homes, because it's time to go meet your legislator. And we thank you for joining us. And I'm going to see you next week, Leader Lou.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Patty. And come on down. The governor's state of the state ought to be very interesting this year.
I hope to get a front row seat, or at least standing remotely in the press box. We'll see what happens.
We'll see you then.
Thank you so much. That's Leader Lou Lang. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.